Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. John, you're not going to believe this. Donna's dad passed away, you know, went to be with the Lord last December. So this will be our first Christmas without having her father with us. And just an awesome man of God. And she's, you know, when that happens, you need to go through the things. Then you're going through all the different stuff. And she was going through some of the things this weekend. And she found a lot of things. But she found a menu from when the Brownsville Revival was going on. What happened was it was a revival. Brownsville Revival started Father's Day of 1995. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the power of God was just being poured out. The love of God was being poured out in a powerful way. And the church was being revived. Mm-hmm. And the whole world was coming. And the doors didn't open up till around, you know, 7 p.m. or 6 p.m., depending on what day it was, mostly 7 p.m. But people would come and they would stand in line. Mm-hmm. And
early, like at 6 a.m.
Like at 6 a.m. And they would stand in line all day long. There was a sidewalk, went straight down the middle of the parking lot, and they would stand. That you could probably go about 12 wide with that, maybe a little bit wider than that. But then they would just kind of spin around and just all over the place. It's big, like a big long winding road of people that came from all around the world and all around America, and they were so desperate for a touch of God, which I feel like that every day. You know, God touched me, and they were willing to go through anything to be there. But what happened was it was in Florida. And when you come to Florida, the climate's a little bit different than the way it is up north or maybe in Denmark or wherever you're coming from. Mm. And we started seeing people get sunburned. Of course, they're out there all day long in the sun. Yeah. They're getting sunstroke. They were, falling out.
Dehydrated.
And they weren't willing to give their place up in line, so they were hungry. Mm-hmm. You know, and it was cool, that hunger. By the way, if you want to know the secret for God moving in your life is hunger. Mm-hmm. And they were just so hungry for God. There's nothing more beautiful than to see people hungry for God that you're hungering after. You know, it's just beautiful. But also, you know, whatever you do to the least of these of mine, you do to me. And so I was really concerned about that, you know, what to do. And I was ministering to the men there on at Brownsville and to the married couples, and just felt led to begin to just meet that need out there. So we prayed about it, and God provided a full concession trailer, it was full concession, and something I'd never done before.
Right.
And it had we had to actually go to get our license. We had to go to be able to, we had to qualify like any national chain restaurant to get our license to be able to work in this concession stand. So Don and I went all the way to, I don't know, maybe Panama City or something. And we had to study all day long and take this test at the end. If you didn't pass it, you couldn't have a business.
Wow.
And it told you, you know, how to keep food clean and sanitary and what degrees food need to be at. Things that people have obviously forgotten about.
Right.
Or they're not teaching their employees. But we went to there and we set up, and it was so wonderful because we met people from all around the world. Mm-hmm. And I was reading some of the statements right here about, it had a menu. And on the menu, it had things like a map. Where everything was located at. It had times of services and, you know, who was speaking at the services probably that night or whatever. It had the local hotels of places, because when you come in town, you don't know anything.
Mm.
So we gave them all the hotels. What the sales tax was on the hotels was 11% at that time, in addition to the price, and
all the
phone numbers and addresses. And as a matter of fact, somebody was upset because they were getting all the business, I guess, and we were actually referring them to the entire city of Pensacola. And we even took Visa, MasterCard, and debit card.
Wow.
And we had ice cream and hot dogs and barbecue, umbrellas, sunscreen. We had all the different stuff. Remember Jason Tarasas out there with us?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it was just a wonderful time. And, you know, of course, yes, Lord, we will ride, was what was said quite often. But it was called the Lighthouse. And it said, yes, Lord, we will serve. And we spent all day, you know, in these crowds. It was the most wonderful experience to see, you know, the real church, you know, where everybody's coming from. It's all great diversity. That's where I met Paul Dugard. Remember Paul Dugard with Denmark?
Yes.
You know, Paul Dugard, Promise Keeper, you know.
Promise Keepers.
Promise Keepers. And Det for Men, which is It's for Men Ministry in Denmark. And people just, it was just authentic, the real church, you know.
Yeah, we saw some come from all across the country and the world. That was pretty amazing.
Yeah, they were hungry. They were very hungry. And my heart just broke for them because, you know, sometimes people get into the task mode. And in the task mode, you know, we're thinking about just this has to happen, this has to happen, this has to happen. We got to forget. We can't forget that it may be a person's first experience. You know, they're not familiar with what you're familiar with.
That's right.
And we could hurt their opportunities. We could wound their heart. Yeah, right. There was people. That was exactly right. We remember that people. One of the songs was, "Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me just in time." And I'm going to praise his name. We had people coming over to the concession stand singing that. And as they were putting out, their cigarette on the concession stand while they're singing, "I'm going to praise his name." I mean, I love that because it's just the authentic, you know, raw people in love with God and God showing his love to them. And it was just exciting and a powerful thing. And so she found the menu. We might make this available on the VFN Torch. You got to see this. This is definitely a keepsake.
Oh, yeah.
But we even explained about heat exhaustion because what happens is you start getting headaches, muscle fatigue. I mean, people got ran over by cars. Yeah. I mean, this is like hundreds and thousands of people that are standing in line. And it's not some small line. And so it was a lot of people to take care of. And it was just exciting to sit and talk to them. And chairs, I think we even gave them chairs. Didn't we have chairs for them?
Chairs. All sorts of stuff there. And the thing, too, that nobody was there serving them. You know, that part of town didn't have any of those resources. So it was just a great, great way to provide an awesome need.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah, we had chairs, comfort items, sunblock, large umbrellas, bags of crushed ice. Oh, my goodness. Ice cream. Shaved ice. Remember the shaved ice?
Listen, you forgot about the Godfather's Pizza there. I have not heard that on that list.
I said it earlier. Godfather's Pizza. Yeah, remember? You took it home. All the leftovers you take home every night.
All the leftovers.
That and a McDonald's bag in your refrigerator. The Lay's Doritos. Pickles. People love pickles. Lemonade. Bottled water. Coffee. Wow, we were fully equipped, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Honey buns.
Oh, yeah, honey buns and all that wonderful stuff. And it was just such an honor, though. It just felt like such an honor to be there for the people and get to meet them because you're meeting the people from all around the world. Because once you get inside of the revival services, you know, because everybody's focused, their focal point is on the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And in one area, one direction, so you can't get a chance to meet them all. We spent days and days and days with them, and but like years, I don't know how long it was, but it was a long time. And I know that you know you came out there and to help and work with us, serving them. You did a really wonderful job, you know, meeting the guys and all that. Wasn't it cool?
Yeah, it was very good. It was an amazing, amazing time. It was. Back in 90-something, 90-something.
It was 1990, I don't know, 8 maybe?
A long time ago.
Yeah, 1998, something of that nature. I'm not a date person. if I was, I'd probably scream and cry.
Ah! Yeah, right.
Convenient things not being remembered. But that's pretty cool. Got a chance to see that and Bluebell ice cream. Bluebell ice cream. There's nothing. You've been in the sun all day long for 4 hours, and your flesh is screaming.
Mm-hmm.
But you're like only so many people could get into the main building. So if you got in line too late, you would be in the overflow.
Where
the microwave beam.
Yeah,
that's what Brother Kilpatrick said. So we microwaved the signal over there, and of course it was a wire. But, it was so funny, but of course you know, Steve Whitehead with his melancholiness is going, "It's not a microwave." It's like it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Does it really matter? It's just going to shoot over there. It's cool. It was just a powerful, powerful time. And what you're listening to today is a byproduct of what God did, you know, during that time in our lives. And this is a continuation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's exciting. It's encouraging to see those who walk through. It's sad to see a lot that walk through what God did and have basically gone back, you know, to the religion or into the world. And and so we have a desire to gather those across the world and join us in being the church. And
proof positive why abiding is just so important, having a personal one-on-one relationship with the Lord, and not depending on having a relationship with the Lord through anyone else or any other teaching, but you got to have time with God yourself.
Yeah, and you know, when it came to, when it comes time to people being healed and delivered and set free, I mean, everybody lines up for that. Even Satan lines up for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Even Satan lines up for healing.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus turns around, he says to the people that were all lined up for that, he says, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood. It's not the fact that we run after Jesus to be healed. It's just after we're healed, after we're forgiven, after we're set free, do we follow him?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Or do we just take like a restaurant, you order something on the menu of Jesus, you know, and walk away? And, you know, I owe my life to him.
Absolutely.
I owe my life to him.
Amen.
And I'm grateful for everything he's done in my life. To everybody that's out there who experienced what's called the Brownsville Revival, I want to encourage you to share VFN Radio, VFN TV with your friends. Like us on Facebook so you can follow us. Follow us on Twitter. You go to VFNTV.com. Let's continue this conversation. Let's be grateful for what God has done, and together we can continue to let people know that God loves them and has a plan for their life. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.